and not reducing all there is, which is now, to a means to an end. The end is the mentally projected future. Then every human being becomes a means to an end. If you reduce this moment to a means to an end, the only place where you can meet another human being is in this moment. So whatever appears in this moment then becomes a stepping stone to where you want to get through this person. Maybe he or she will enable you to get there. So it becomes it's being used. The other human being is being reduced and used. And that's nothing personal in that. It's the collective conditioning of the human mind. And then you slip into roles, because part of the story of me is that you're, through identifying with the thought forms that make up the story, you fall into a role that you play, that is an essential aspect of being identified with the story, because the story is that you identify with becomes also your role that you play in the world, to yourself and when you relate to others. Whatever your function is can become the role that you play. Whatever relationships you are then. You may be a successful role or a failure role, or different roles put together. You're a mother and you're a working mother, or you're a divorced single parent, or you're, and then many other things go into the role that things you identify with. Your function, it's dreadful when a function becomes, you identify with a function, a temporary function in this world, and it becomes the role that you play, which could be the CEO of a big corporation. If you get trapped in that, that's just as dreadful as getting trapped in a role of being a person who sweeps the road. That you can get trapped in that role also. It could be a role of me not being good enough, of me as a failure, or of me as the great one. Then you relate to other humans through the role. You reduce them, because you're imposing then other mental images onto the humans that you relate through your own story and your own role. You impose another role and an image, mind-made self, on the other person. It begins with a simple thing as meeting a shopkeeper, a waiter in a restaurant. You're going to a store, not to the man in the store or the woman, unless he or she is already going beyond that, you probably are a customer. To you, he is the store assistant. And you both want something from each other. You're not meeting. You want the present moment in which you're meeting is a means to an end, because you want to buy something, you want to get a good price. He wants you to sell you something. He wants you to use it for what he wants. So yeah, he's meeting a customer and you are meeting a store assistant. No human beings. And then you behave according to the respective roles. Just one tiny example. And you never meet. It's a pity. Two humans are there and they never meet. Beyond their roles, beyond their conditioned selves. And that's a missed opportunity. But imagine people living together and never really meeting.